Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
Hey gang, this is Rob Schwab, and we're here in Rob's basement playing Call of Cthulhu, run by my good friend Chris. He is making a valiant effort to rekindle my love for role-playing games. Not that I ever stopped loving them, but he's doing a damn good job tonight. I was screaming at people to come and help me.
Yeah, and I was going to come in and shoot something. So I kick in the door and draw the gun and point it into the room.
Put the gun down, get
yeah, you, you open the door and you pull the gun and you like start scanning
violence
the perimeter.
Never solved anything.
And you see nothing.
No.
And the guy starts like losing his fucking shit. He's like,
what? What are you doing? You got a gun?
And he just like starts like yelling. He's like, I gotta call the cops.
This ain't Tennessee, so
dude,
this
it's America. Everybody's got a fucking gun.
This is you standard Hollywood procedure.
You got a permit?
Yeah, I got a permit.
You got
a
carry
van.
Where's the van?
It's at the shop because we rolled it into a cornfield.
Give me a fast talk.
Where's that? Is another F?
For fisting.
Yeah, that's a fail.
You could have just told him it was a prop.
Can you spend luck to pass?
For what?
Can you spend luck to pass?
Yo, sure. I could spend 16 points of it.
Do it!
Still put you in more luck.
Wait.
This guy's going to call the cops if you don't.
Well, I'm going to shoot him or spend 16 luck points.
Well, here we are, confronted by the perennial question.
Told you we were going to have to kill
Chet, stop messing with this man. Dude, it's a prop. We're a TV crew.
Overbear him rather than shoot him.
All right, so
fast up.
And as soon as she talks, I'm dropping
good
the clip.
Good play, by the way.
Yeah. I'm going to drop the clip and put it in my back
we'll
pocket.
We'll see. I only have 25
on fast
talk.
Okay.
Oh, come on, man. Really?
I rolled 26.
Oh, fuck.
That's one miss.
Spend a luck. Spend a luck.
Do I only need one luck?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I only need one luck.
All right, so lower your luck by one.
They look so real, but...
And I hand it to him without the clip in it and say, look, man, see, it's nothing.
It's
still one in the chamber.
Now that I look at it, I'll roll and see if he blows his brains out.
That's awesome. Hey, if he does it, we can walk away.
That's true. He did it to himself.
Like,
his friends are on the gun.
It was a blank.
It looks real, but maybe put it away.
All right, thank you. I will.
Yeah, well, the guns will be away. There is something unusual in this room, however, and this thing that's really unusual. But before we do anything else, I feel like Karen is standing outside in front of her door for a really long time, and I'm just gonna put a pin in this so that Karen can have her moment.
My name is Karen.
I'll just say I've left the office. I didn't find
and
anything.
And
right?
you do see a registry. I'm on the desk. All
right,
hold on.
Let's
sister.
Look at that.
Okay, you clearly see. No one.
Just side note: this
no
is
one,
Lewis, not Karen. I'm just making a point.
Well, he kind of blew the scene by you standing out in front of the door.
The
that's
only
later.
Reference I'll ever get.
The audience.
Hold the door.
Sorry. You see on the registry that you are the only people that like have checked into this place in quite a while. So you all are accounted for checking in on the 15th, I believe I told you, and you see all of your names as opposed to Lynn's.
And we don't see Lynn's name on
it? You do.
Oh, okay.
And it says paid in full, and you're paid up for the next 3 days, I believe.
Okay. And is there like a back room that he lives in or sleeps in or something?
There's no back room there, no.
Okay.
So we're doing a five-day endeavor here.
Yeah, and you just see like a little shitty kind of TV that's like propped up, and actually playing on the TV is the Supernatural Files.
Oh.
What time is it by now?
Well, then at least
point,
with that, I'll rejoin the crew.
At this point, it's probably around 9.
Sure we know what
happened. Oh, gosh, time for bed.
Okay, I was about to say, it's about past my bedtime.
Karen, what are you talking about your room?
I want to go into my room. If we're not playing to the sound of me literally throwing my key out of anger the last
Does anybody want to go to the diner?
Before you
I could eat.
Is it a 24-hour diner?
Sons of fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Just let me go into this fucking
serious,
room.
Like 5
Karen's
seconds
under
real
room.
Quick. On the episode that's playing, do I notice anything? Does it say, like... We're here at the Cooper House or anything
No,
we're filming
this
now.
We're
filming now.
It's some old abandoned, psych hospital from Lexington, Kentucky.
Does it Do I remember, like, what season? Okay, so it's just...
It's just a random episode.
Push info on the remote.
You see Cooper on it.
Last TV,
it's for... Nah, yeah, it's an old TV. Okay. Or something like that.
They have hardcore in Michigan, or is this like Utah? Still,
they have hardcore?
A lot of corn?
No, hardcore.
Hardcore?
Hardcore? We are hardcore? Talking about hardcore corn,
I mean,
right now.
Wait,
we're
right, in a hotel.
So I'm still trying to get
you to fucking room.
Now I'll leave
okay,
the office
but is there a
and rejoin
channel?
The group and we can go into Karen's room.
Okay. I hate to say I'm going to curb that because you guys are already in Lynn's room now and I just want to kind of deal with that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Poor Karen. All right, so
I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm sorry. I'll get to you.
We're going to eat after this anyway, so you
I'm actually...
Wait.
Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going insane.
You're rolling sanity?
Oh, it's an 18. I'm good. Yeah, no. I'm literally fucking going insane right
now.
We'll,
I promise you. There's all just right. A lot going on right now.
All right. So with... I dropped to the floor with you. God, take gun away.
It's away.
And I dropped to the floor. I'm looking under the bed.
Okay. You look under the bed, and you just see, like... ruffled carpet. It's not like perfectly like, you know,
sure.
Flattened out on the room.
Like for a few used condoms from when you and Lynn were going at it.
But I'm going to lean right down next to Cooper, like eye to eye, like so I could try and see what he's seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. You can give me a spot hidden as well.
What?
A spot hidden.
Spot hidden. There it is. That is a 44 and I have a 45.
Okay. So you don't see anything like scurrying around immediately. But then as you look, you see like where this carpet is kind of ruffled up. There's like a tear in it. And you can see a little like indent like kind of poking up, kind of skirting around.
Does it move?
Oh, fuck that shit, man.
You don't see it? I see it.
I rolled a 20.
Oh, you see it too?
Yeah, you both see it. You both
so
see
does it,
it
move in the same pattern to the thing that was in my neck moving
what
earlier?
What are my dick
yes.
made?
All right. So I jump up. And
I need
like,
you to roll sanity.
And pull you up like with me like... Jumping up, we're out of fucking here, we're gone. And
I'm not doing that.
58, I'm good on sanity.
Okay, no loss.
Alright. I jump up like I'm like trying to get out of the room, but okay. I'm not leaving until Cooper's leaving.
Cooper and everyone that's in the room, you immediately see a notepad on a desk and also a laptop.
Grab a laptop, grab the notepad, shut this door. Where's the guy who works here?
He's outside still.
And burn this fucking room to the ground.
You know you can't just burn one at a time.
What the fuck? Oh god, I just had a fucking cricket on me.
Yes, it worked! I brought that cricket out! Like 30 minutes ago, I brought him out from the restroom.
I noticed that one was missing. There were two in the bathtub,
yes,
and then I checked and there was one.
Yes, I
grabbed
one.
Good on you, Dan.
You grabbed one and brought it out.
I tried to go on the table and fell under.
I literally, I went in the bathroom like 10 minutes ago and I was like, where'd the other fucking cricket go?
You have a fucking bathroom cage cricket out here now? What the fuck is happening?
Steal the gun back and shoot him.
It's perfect. My sleight of hand is not good.
Yeah, whereas mine is quite...
Oh wait, we should go to the library. My library uses 70. I don't know what that
library
is, but...
I don't know
why
libraries are
open
at night.
There's a library. I checked.
Libraries
there's
are
a library in that little town.
They close at 3 in the afternoon.
There is.
Do you think Potent Mission
uh-huh.
did really read
there's
books?
Okay. I checked in.
What are you reading?
We burned all those books.
What, all right, so where is everyone else? Because I'm pretty sure Karen is just
Bibles
standing at her room
as far
door,
as I know,
banging her head against the fucking door right
you can
now.
Unlock it yourself. Karen's in her room.
Yeah, been trying
can,
to do it.
You can go into your room.
All right, I'm in my room.
Go
what
to
do I
room.
Find in my room?
In your room, you also see a black shirt that says TSF. Emblazoned on the side. It kind of wouldn't make sense for this room. Well, actually, it might. Okay, yeah. You see, there's also a nice laptop in your room as well.
Yes,
it looks
laptop.
Like it's top of the line. You know, pretty fast.
Shred?
Whatever.
Do I have Pro Tools?
If you want to have Pro Tools, make a luck roll. No.
Okay, so...
You got Pro Tools, but it's like a busted like torrent version of Pro Tools.
Do I have? I would like to, if I can, check the laptop and see if there's maybe any footage that we've taken of the last
okay.
24 hours.
So you get on the laptop. It's not password protected because you're stupid. And
goddamn right she is.
And you see several as you're looking. Yeah, actually, give me a computer test roll.
Karen get in her
computer?
Yes.
Yeah, she's in her room. Looking at her computer.
Yes.
Super cute. I just rolled my foot over.
Oops.
No, that's way over.
All right, it's okay. So what you find immediately is you find a folder that's got like some audio files, and you see that they seem to have been sent to you by someone else. Actually, let's say that they're from an email, and you look through your email and you find them, and they are actually from. Who's the audio guy? Sorry.
I think that'd be Frank. He's got headphones in his
picture. Yeah, that'd be Frank.
I think it's Frank.
So from Dustin's character, Frank. He sent you some like cataloged audio files. One of them that you immediately see that kind of piques your interest is about a minute and a half long. It's an interview, it seems, from here.
Okay, all right. But nothing extremely important.
You look through your emails and you see, you know, there's some back and forth between some names that sort of seem vaguely familiar to you back in LA that all kind of end with at the supernaturalfiles.com.
Right. Yeah.
Things like that. Things that firmly cement to you that, like, you know, yes, I am a part of the show.
Just to get it done with, other than the laptop, I want to do a thorough check. Is there anything
you
else?
You can't play that audio file, just so you know.
Yeah, no, I can't play it. That's fine.
No, you can't.
Oh, I can play it? Okay,
yeah, just have the little triangle. That's all it takes.
So there's a little mouse
dumb.
Pad.
So wait, hold on. Wait, if I like, if
she's
I just
a
like,
pretty face.
What's a mouse? So like,
what's
all right,
mouse?
So like, I just click this, right? Okay, play audio file.
Okay, you play the audio.
I like to right click it and then delete it.
Play the audio.
I like to pick the laptop up. Drop
and
it, see if anything opens up.
You hear the voice of Dustin's character say, "Take 4, time index 112:48. Interview with James Burke, and Alexis Romanov." And then you hear your voice. "So, James and Alexis, please tell us about the time you went into the Cooper house and what you saw." "Well, okay, so my friend Scotty dared us to go in and touch the bed where Cooper killed his kid, so we said, sure." And then another girl says, "Yeah, we found a window with boards off of it around the back, and Jimmy boosted me up into the house, and then I helped him. And yeah, we were in the kitchen, and there wasn't much to see there, so we went into the front room looking up for the stairs."
I'd like to pause this video.
Audio.
Please don't.
Oh, sorry, this audio?
It's audio.
No, I'd like to pause the audio.
Okay.
And
delete it.
Grab everyone within my area who's still around and be like, "So check this shit out."
Now we all listen to it collectively.
Because if I'm gonna, because I know if I finish all that audio, I'm
minutes?
Gonna roll for fucking insanity and go through some shit. And I want you guys around me when I
if I'm going down, we're all going down.
Hey,
so,
guys, I got something you need to see. Does this look infected?
Like, daddy, 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 mama, mama.
I already
what
recorded
the fuck is
if I was
going to
go
come
and check out
already
this
super
have.
Radical audio.
Well, I mean, we don't remember
laptop.
Any of it.
It's like Ghostbusters for idiots.
Hey,
Ghostbusters.
That's why you're on the learning
channel. Ghostbusters isn't for idiots, but Ghost Adventures is.
Follow my lead.
We're not morbidly
Hello,
obese,
Fred.
And there's
yes,
only one other kind of
pausing this audio.
Channel.
May I please do something I should have done a million years ago and like Google fucking Cooper House, Clio, Michigan?
Okay, to do that will take some time, so we'll have to deal with that.
Okay.
Later.
Google's really slow.
Oh yeah, no, it takes a while.
It's a rural connection.
I mean, if you like. Just Google Cooper House, you'll get find up like some listing on Zillow or something that has nothing
surprisingly
to do with
it. Enough, it took
but
me
but if there was
like
a murder in the house, there's definitely
yeah, but
like,
it's still
like
takes
Murderpedia. There's totally Murderpedia.
I understand.
Of America
and,
in general,
you can use computer use the same as library use.
Okay, cool. Cool.
So.
All right, so we're all in the room now.
All right, okay. And we finished the audio.
I'm resetting. No, not resetting.
So I'm going to start at the beginning again.
All right, sweet. Fred, let's do it.
I'm not in the room.
So yeah, we found a window with
do
the
do what you want, Chet. You're gay. I'm not interested anymore.
What?
And we were in the kitchen, and there wasn't much to see there, so we went into the front room looking for the stairs. It was all dark and very quiet inside the house, like too quiet. We couldn't hear anything outside no more, and there were all these big, fat spiders all over the place. Yeah, fat, ugly, white ones. And then when we got to the stairs, we both heard something. Someone say, "Pa?" Yeah, just like a little kid's voice. I heard it as well as I hear you now. When we looked up the stairs at the second floor, we saw this figure. It was like a shadow, but it wasn't against the wall. It was at the top of the stairs. And it was small, like a little boy. While it didn't have a face, you could just tell by looking at it. You could feel it. Yeah, you could feel it. And we were so scared.
Feel it, feel it.
Well,
I wasn't that scared. So I tried to walk, talk to the little boy, but then we heard a thump come from up the stairs, and a shadow kid just vanished. Then we heard a second thump. This one was closer to the stairs, and that's when we ran for it. Yeah, you know, it was that ghost of old Crazy Cooper, and well, neither one of us wanted to see that. And the file ends there. And no sanity loss.
Okay, bud.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, bud.
That's it.
All right. Okay, so clearly some fucky activity going on in the house.
Some fucky activity?
I'm going to do a...
While I'm still here, sorry, before we get on... everyone's heard the audio. While I'm still in the room, one more thing I want to do. I want to check my fucking room for weapons or anything that's usable.
You find a suitcase that's not been unpacked, like in the closet, like that's got, you know, all your spare clothes and everything like that, but no weapons. I mean,
no need for spare clothes.
None of you came here like expecting, you know.
I don't need
roll stone coming.
I'd like to do.
I don't need shit out of there, so I'm good.
I'm gonna do a Facebook search for Alexa Romanoff.
Sure.
And just cross my fingers and hope that she did public posts instead of friends only.
Does my laptop have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, you kind of do like a search for her on Facebook, and then like, you know, dial it down to like Clio, and you find the Facebook page of just like your average like teenage girl.
So it just looks like, just like Drew.
Yeah.
Hey.
Jesus Christ.
Drew, friend her on Facebook.
Okay. Cool. Done.
Okay, you log into your Facebook from where? You don't have a phone.
Marcus, I have the laptop. Spam. The laptop. Does the laptop have Wi-Fi? Because it has a charger with it, right?
I'm sure I have a top of the line. I'm sure I have a wireless.
Okay. Really though, okay, so I would like to search Cooper family killing Clio, Michigan.
No, use a laptop, but use my... It doesn't matter.
Sure.
She's 16. She doesn't
have a laptop. I mean, Murderpedia's got to have something.
It's on if you're looking through for this is going to take you the remainder of the night. If you're okay with that, that's fine.
Okay, well, we'll do whatever they have to do first, but that's when everyone's resting, that's what I want to do with my night. 16-year-olds only need, like, 3 hours of sleep.
Drew, we probably have all the research here in one of our rooms.
Okay.
We should all do it first.
I'm not going to do that until after we search our rooms.
Let's not waste the night. Let's fucking knock it out.
Yeah, let's not waste the night. Let's go to the diner.
After we have a success, we celebratory... we got to find Lynn. She owes us dinner. Lynn owes us dinner. Then we'll go to the diner.
All right, so I'm going to go back and check on Leah, because I haven't heard from her in a while.
All right, if he's leaving Lynn's room...
Laying on the bed playing mobile phone games.
You said there was a laptop.
Sweetie, it's me, Karen.
I would imagine. I mean, I'm not trying to take your agency away or anything like that. Why don't you describe what you're doing?
I was just trying to find my sanity again, which is pretty much gone. Just kind of like
Leah, I need you to pull yourself together and need to do a search of your room.
Bitch needs some zin
to see if you can find any information out about the Cooper house we might have accumulated. I'm not sure what your job was on the show,
either. I don't have a computer or anything in my room. I know that either. So,
I thought earlier that's what we didn't do.
I think I'm the bodyguard.
Lynn, that's what we didn't do when you were looking
you would have a computer too.
You're the sidekick and I'm the host. And
he's
the cameraman.
Your computer and
but we didn't look
some
up
emails,
the stats
and
other producers and other people on the show.
We
need to do that to know what.
You got a computer.
Let's make it happen.
Google it.
Google it.
There you go, Karen.
To the show in
general. I can't manage her anymore.
Please don't have charm.
I just wanted into my room.
So, absolutely.
Hello, friends.
Oh, okay.
You found good clues.
Lynn has her laptop, and are we able to do that?
Karen has her laptop.
No. Did you see there's a laptop in Lynn's room?
There was one, and I believe... Yeah. One of you two.
Oh, I took it in the notebook.
Grabbed
and still
it.
All
right, but
in
could
the
you?
Why do you keep stealing shit, man?
It's all I'm fucking
got
good
it.
At. Chet, since they won't put me on camera.
Chet, please see if you can use Lynn's laptop.
Why don't you work with Lynn together?
That's not Lynn. That's Leah.
Leah,
how old are you?
Could you use Lynn's laptop?
How psychic are you?
And use the Find My iPhone app on Lynn's laptop
Lynn
to find Lynn's
chat.
Phone?
Sorry, I got confused.
Can you put his ear thing in and tell him the right answers, please?
Lynn can stay gone. Fuck that bitch. Who gives a shit? Leave Lynn missing!
Let's just go home.
All right, so we've
I just want to go home.
We've searched Lynn's room.
Yes.
We've searched Leah's room.
Yes. You all have your own rooms that you can go to.
All right, I'm
going
to go to my room.
I searched all the female rooms and no male rooms yet.
Excuse you, I'm a female. Where's my room?
No. I would like to the entire table right now, acknowledge this. Schwab just looked at Chris and said, let's go to my room. He said, okay, and did it. Did you watch how long it took me to get into my fucking goddamn room?
It actually took you an hour and 47, 8 minutes.
We were doing other things.
There was a lot going on. I'm also trying to make sure that everybody gets to do something.
It's all about timing.
Hell, Satan.
You know, I did one whole thing. I sweet-talked that man out of calling the cops. Well, I succeed.
You saved
that was
this.
A good move, yeah.
Thank you.
Great play.
Holy shit. I'm
trying to get everybody to have something, so... Apologies.
You're doing great. We don't give a fuck about Karen.
No one gives a shit if Karen gets screen time, okay?
Honestly,
fuck you, Karen.
I don't really give a shit. I'm just here to get drunk with my boys, so fuck it.
DD and D&D.
All right.
Captain Hornside over there.
So everybody disperses Glenn's room that was in there, and then everybody just ends up going back to their own.
I think so, right? We're all going back to our
rooms. I'm not going into my room. I haven't left a parking lot yet.
I'm pretty bush.
Just not going in. I'm waiting for everybody to come out to go to dinner at the diner, and I'm waiting outside until that happens.
I like that you're just in the
parking
lot
yelling.
I'm
assuming everybody else is going into
the rooms.
I'm
going
to hang out with him. Okay, so you guys are hanging in the parking
lot.
You're
the thumbbirds.
All right.
Wait.
How far is this then?
Everybody over here is going to their rooms, correct?
Yeah, I'm already there, baby.
Okay.
Is there a laptop in mine?
There is.
I want to check my room.
Okay. No problem. You get in there immediately.
Yeah.
You get there so fast, you turn that key, and you're like, boom, I'm in the room. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm here.
It's really a
For
slight
the listeners
door.
At home.
Fucking doors, how do they
For
work?
The listeners at home, Jay Spite's gonna get buffed up at work tomorrow.
Pretty much everyone but Karen is having a good time.
Are we having like a beer Thursday? Or
Karen's having a great time. Chill out. It's a little upsetting that
Thirsty
it took me
Thursday
an hour to get to my room, but
what's in your room?
My
Lewis?
Intelligence still only 40. It clearly would take her a while to get there anyway.
When you walk into your room, you see things that kind of like make you feel familiar with like maybe what your role was in this crew.
Okay.
It seems that you worked in some sort of like technical capacity. You see like a soldering iron station on one of the desks of the room. You have a laptop as well. You also have like a larger kind of like RAID hard drive that you're using maybe to like digitize things for them. And
yeah, you were technically an asshole, Jay.
Lewis.
Sorry,
Lewis. A black t-shirt, much the same, that just says TSF on it. And then, you know, a computer that you can... No lock to
God only knows you have to get that t-shirt.
hang on just a second.
You know the camera and all the videos in my room, right?
Right.
That I'm not going into.
Yeah.
That is
I think we actually left. I think we left all the camera equipment.
Fucking absurd to me.
Probably.
Chet, just look. So I know you like the dudes, but just let me charm you and let's get in that room.
God, is that...
It'll happen one day.
We have the same amount of charm. There's
Our
clearly chemistry there.
By curious, my name.
Karen's a total slut.
It's like two bugs.
It's the scarf.
It looks like you were digitizing some things.
Yeah. It was a total slut.
You see a video file that is 3 hours long.
Is it titled anything?
It's labeled right now as just like Cooper House B-roll.
Okay. Sweet.
Oh, whoa, what? Never mind, I'm in my own room.
No, you're psychic.
I am psychic.
You're in the next room, you're like, what?
Cooper House,
okay.
B-roll?
Okay.
This is fucking important.
You can't hold
no,
up,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Keeper,
the
keeper, can we clarify, is he actually psychic, or is he just...
Is
he just part of every other bullshit fucking ghost hunting fucking show?
Maybe we'll find out.
I've
God
seen all sorts of magical things in my time.
Honestly, at this point, it feels like we're all fucking psychic now.
His real name is Scatman Curlers.
Scatman Curlers is my true name.
So yeah, I'll grab the laptop and take it outside of my room. And tell before I play it, you know, be like, hey guys.
Go back in your room and listen to that.
How much, 2 hours? Three hours
long.
I've got a 3-hour video on here that says Cooper House B-roll.
We have got to get some dinner first.
Go get dinner, Chet. It was the roll that I said, right? Make
yeah.
Ready for some rolls.
It's Olive Garden. Oh my god.
You better hurry up, Chet, or they'll close the diner.
No,
you
we
know how
agreed.
These shitty small towns are always closing the diner.
No, we agreed about 20 minutes ago that it's a 24-hour diner. I did ask the DM that. This is a fact.
24-hour
diner. Is it DM or is it Keeper
it's a
in this game?
Is it Keeper?
Yeah.
Whatever
it's,
the fuck
you
it is,
you refer to
Homeboy's
as
in charge, and
I like to imagine it's like the
diner.
Double R from Twin Peaks, anyway.
Okay.
Okay, what? I
can't watch it.
Oh my god, it has to be Keeper.
Yeah.
That
you
means
can
wrong.
Okay. What we're going to do...
Oh my god, the Keeper of the Cock!
What we're going to do is we're going to get anything of interest out of our fucking rooms. We're going to go to the diner so Chet can have his fucking pancakes. And we'll go ahead and look at all this shit.
My
and
name
we'll
is Karen.
We'll
our
all
my name is Karen, and I too would love some
Wait,
pancakes.
Wait, I'm sorry, I have a question.
How about the diner with all our important shit?
Yeah.
What was your name?
Yeah.
My name's Karen.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
I was a little bit lost. Okay. So can we all just take our laptops to the diner and have a good old-fashioned fucking study sesh?
Do they have the Wi-Fis over there
sure.
at the diner?
All right, cool. Laptops to diner. Chet gets his shit. The rest of us get to look at some shit. I don't know.
Okay.
Is there anything else in my room I need to be aware of?
So, in your room,
nice.
In your room, you
yeah,
find...
they're coming out of your ass now.
You
look
find
behind
a vanilla
you,
envelope that looks like it has three newspaper articles in it.
Okay. I'm gonna bring that with me.
Okay.
When we go to the diner.
Great.
I'm look at it first. No, I want it to be a surprise.
It's called showmanship, Lewis.
God damn it, Lewis.
Yeah, let me make sure.
Is everyone else?
If,
okay, so are we all going to the diner?
Apparently, because we can't do anything, like including bed, until we go to the diner. So we're gonna do. Was there anything else in my room?
Look,
no.
You know if I don't eat, I get hangry.
All right, so we're all
I'm
going
to
spread
everything
bitch.
Out, but it's tough. So.
All right, so we're all
like
going through the diner.
Did
do
we check your room?
I have a laptop. Well, I already checked my room.
All right.
On their
I'll
way to the diner, I'm just like hanging out. Fuck it.
My name's Karen.
My name's
okay.
Karen.
At this point, it's getting around like 10:30 at night, getting kind of late. You guys are obviously beaten the fuck up. You
where
look terrible.
Where is the diner?
Two blocks.
Well,
two blocks
well the thing is, because right next to where, like...
I'm going
to
call
he
it.
He has a broken,
I'm gonna call
she has a broken nose.
If
so
we're going
out,
there anyway, if we're going to the diner is,
it's a good thing.
You know what? I'm
six.
Putting my vanilla envelope
on
under my pillow.
On the way to the diner...
I'm sorry, did you say vanilla envelope?
Vanilla envelope.
Okay, cool.
Clio Medical Care is where I'm fucking going.
Where
are
you
going? I'm going to the medical care.
Why? Leia's the one that's hurt.
Well, we're all going, and I want to take her with me, but if she doesn't want to go, then fuck her, but I want to go anyway, because I've been dealing with some fucky shit, and I need to know if I'm okay. I just got in a car crash.
Can we all get in my
eyes? I've been seeing some shit.
Okay.
I need to go to medical.
Well, your motor mouth seems to be purring.
Will the x-rays kill the spires?
Now, it's funny, because you didn't really seem to care about that last night when you were over at my house.
Alright. So you remember last night, and nobody else remembers this morning?
Okay,
no, I mean,
Leia,
reality.
Are you even talking with your busted ass esophagus right now?
Yes.
I'm gonna take Leia to the hospital.
That's
and
okay.
Get her nose set.
And
you
I'm following
Leia to the hospital. Great.
I'm going to the diner for some IHOP pancakes.
Okay, so here's what's happening.
Love a checkup.
You should split up. Actually, in Call of Cthulhu, splitting up
is not the worst thing.
Not the
hey,
worst
Chet.
Thing.
Split.
My name's Karen.
Yeah.
Would you mind?
Wow, it actually worked that time,
right? Would you mind like picking me up some like biscuits and gravy or something?
It's Michigan, jackass. Not Tennessee.
They don't do biscuits and
gravy. They're gonna get you.
And you're from California.
Okay.
You want an English muffin with tofu
one.
And
Note
a
number
raw
one.
Tomato slice?
Don't fuck with characters in a fucking game, obviously.
Just get us some
give me pancakes.
Packets.
Note number two: in real life, never ever fucking go to Michigan.
Michigan. I'm sorry. I don't believe that Michigan is a real place. Michigan. It's a CH.
Michigan? Oh, like Michelle.
Yes, exactly, like Michelle.
We have completely ruined
or
this game.
No, we haven't. We're going to pull it back. Come
Michelle
on. Pull Andrew? It back. Pull
Hold
it back.
On. Okay. All right, so who is going to the hospital?
I'm going to the
Oi.
Hospital there.
Karen right, is.
So the other, that's three. The other four going to the diner.
We leave Karen behind.
With laptops.
So
and they're
coming with.
Yes. So we're doing some studying. They're getting their shit checked.
All right.
All right.
So we'll, why don't we go to the hospital first?
All of us?
It's on
no,
the
just the three of them.
Let them do their
thing. And let them do their thing, and then we'll investigate the diner.
and also the information we accumulated from the fucking rooms, right?
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah,
we're taking our stuff to
if
the
that's
diner.
That's what you want to do, yes. But again, the hospital's technically on the way to the diner. We could all go
yeah,
together.
As you get, to, when you turn right
wait,
into the hospital,
the hospital's
we're going to keep on walking.
Closer than the diner.
Sounds awesome. Let's do it.
The diner's two blocks
thank
away
you.
And the hospital is one.
You take a right instead
one
of
and
going
half.
Straight.
Time out, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Have fun.
That's alright, we can
pass
no, we're okay being in two
be
spots
nice
because then we'll have three people who have to shut up for a little while and then four people have to shut up for a little while.
I agree.
So, if three people turn right and go to the hospital and four people continue on to the diner, we can make it happen, I think, in
two
the same
scenes.
Amount of time with more accuracy.
So.
Yeah, but
hospital
would
be fast turns.
People talking over each other.
No.
They're
just
or
no.
Yeah.
Diner
no,
would be
my
fast
name's Aaron.
Or slow turns.
His name's Karen.
We're all Karen here.
Friend.
In the dark.
I know it's worse to edit.
Oh, good luck editing this.
I honestly like
I'm so sorry.
I heard you put out like that last. It was like
started off strong.
Hey, we finished this episode and we decided not to let you hear the conclusion because a lot of bad things happen. So we're just gonna so join us next week for like traditional 5D. And I was just like, all right, cool. And I waited and I waited and I waited and it never came out. It was like
it's coming.
Oh,
out.
Oh no, I know why it didn't come out. I'm on it. I fucking ruined it.
Actually, normally Sunday morning I get up early and work on that stuff. Two Sundays ago was after a late night of drinking Saturday, and then last Sunday I was really just fucking lazy.
Demon rum.
I was really really happy.
Yeah,
I showed up
was,
tonight and you didn't come up with that.
It was the wife drinking heavily. We went to the Mexican restaurant and they ordered 2-for-1 margaritas, and in between the 2-for-1, the waitress talked them into a pitcher.
Yeah.
So then they drank the pitcher, and then they brought out the second part of the 2-for-1.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, so the Karen, Leia,
good,
myself, we're going to the hospital. The rest of them are going to the diner.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with hospital first.
All right.
Awesome.
So you guys go into the center. It's a small medical center. There's a small staff. They see the state of you all and... But especially, you know, with your puffed out nose now at this point. There's a nurse at the station. She gets you checked in. And they say, is there any other trauma anywhere else besides the nose? You look awful all over. You have these bruises. And
We were in a car accident earlier today.
Well, we're gonna have to do an x-ray just to make sure everything's okay.
Oh, please. I probably have a concussion or 20.
Yeah.
I take a step back.
Well, hang on for a moment, and they give you like some, paperwork to fill out, and you look in your wallet, and you have a similar kind of insurance card, just like Cooper has. Fill all that in, pay your copay with your card or whatever. smash cut. You're in a room. You've got one of those like lead vests, kind of over you, and they have like this kind of rudimentary kind of like x-ray machine. There's a guy in another room at a console, and he's like, just lay perfectly still and give us a minute. Just lay perfectly still, and we'll be over in a few minutes. And this x-ray machine begins scanning over your body. And, normally it's a pretty quiet process, but in your mind, when he says, okay, starting in a few seconds, 3, 2, 1, you just hear this, cuckoo, 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 as this thing, like, goes down your whole body. And as your eyes are closed, you just hear this, sparks go flying everywhere.
It's not real.
And you hear the technician say, oh shit, oh fuck, hang on.
No, it's not real.
And they come and they rush you out. Come on. And you open your eyes and you see that like all the equipment is just like fried.
Oh no.
What happened?
I'm not sure. Oh shit, I don't know. This is so expensive. What the fuck? Come here.
They smell
we got
like
something.
I've
ever seen anything like this. And they rush you into a room, and a doctor comes in, and he says, it's got to be a malfunction. There's no way.
No shit.
This is here. And they pull up what they got from the x-rays, and you just see these, like, white blobs just, like, all through your body.
Oh, that's what I did not want to see.
And
I'm guessing they look really familiar, don't they?
Roll me sanity.
Oh, I actually made that one.
I'm totally fine with these white
finally.
Blobs.
You still lose five.
You're still going to incur a loss.
Oh, that's okay.
Denial's powerful.
That's okay.
I made it really well, though, if that helps.
But you know what sucks? We're still in the same day.
Karen says, oh, is that Cancer? I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, so that's one-fifth.
It's one-fifth of your sanity?
I know you want to kill me wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What did you take on that?
We are just a trash quarter.
For sanity, what did you take on that?
Three.
But that's three for making it.
That's 10 so far for the day, which is one-fifth of my sanity.
Okay.
Oh shit! Now I need to learn something new.
Okay.
Looks like Leia's shit and blood.
You now have a mania.
Oh, good.
And as you see...
I'm so glad I'm in
this
the diner.
This is perfect. As you see these white globules all over, and they're like, this is a mistake. You should go to St. Mary's in Saginaw. They have... honestly, they have better equipment than us. You should
fuck
go check that
out.
They've set your nose and everything. That's the place you now have like one of those guards on. But you begin just like scratching at your body uncontrollably. You can't stop it. Like you start scratching so hard that like you see like deep gouges and like blood starts to kind of like come up.
Do they intervene?
Yes, they try to like pull you.
Are we in the room?
But no.
Yeah, we're in the waiting room. Back.
Hell no, you don't
we're
get
still
to
be in the
waiting room. We're
still
in the
waiting
room.
Bullshit!
Fucking
HIPAA,
dude.
Thank
you.
She's
getting a full body CAT scan. You can't
you
stand
in
the room.
In
dude.
Last time
yes.
I got an enema, my best friend was
you
watching.
Now have
enemas don't have radiation.
That's because you did it in the kitchen.
You now have misophonia.
It was coffee as well. Yeah, you're right. My bad, dude.
Wait, I want to try that.
And that is
CAT scan or
coffee enema. CAT scan, I'm done.
So the only thing that you want to do is
no,
just like be
that's
in like hot steaming water, like cleansing your body because you feel that you are just dirty. They discharge you with your nose set as you're just kind
of
like, hi guys.
Hey, you probably
like the same way.
I think you got that edge.
Discharges.
I think you got it.
Do you have what I need?
I think we do. We'll get you some lotion on the way home.
Please.
I need a shower.
But until then, I want you to play the game of fingers forward. How long can you hold your fingers forward?
Oh, my nails are dirty.
And we go from that to the diner.
Heck yeah.
Boy.
All right. We got laptops, notepads, paper.
So
all
you've got
over
like cheese fries and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, there's
right?
cheese fries
yeah.
and pepper, like fucking loaded potato wings, potatoes, chicken wings. We got like
yes,
steak
beer
and eggs.
What's well, the thing with corned beef
sure.
yeah. and
hash.
Gravy and the bread under it?
Hash.
Corned beef hash is like potatoes
corn
and hash.
Hash.
Cornbread.
I think he's talking about shit
no.
on a shingle.
That's it.
Shit on
shingle.
A shingle?
Shit on a shingle. That's it.
I don't think it's on the menu.
Hey, you're at the hospital.
Chip beef.
I'm just wondering
chip
what
beef.
They've got over there at the fucking diner,
chip
my man.
He did, okay, no, before we split up, he did ask us to bring him food back from the diner.
Yeah, we were
so
hungry, so we ordered,
well,
we ordered
you know
all
what?
Of
I'm
the appetizers.
I'm a good and loyal little patient.
What cares about no Karen?
Karen, I got your back. I'll get you some fucking pancakes. You know,
we ordered all
shit.
Of the food on
Fred,
the menu.
Girl, thanks.
Okay.
Since it's on land.
We ladies, we gotta stick together.
Yeah, we're gonna clean out the kitchen and make them throw it all away.
Yeah,
so
we're not eating
can bring
any
anything.
Of it.
So,
God,
you
no,
guys
want to
go through these? So,
sure,
he's
there's no way any
board.
Of us are fucking eating at this point.
He's got B-roll, and then there's several laptops.
Manila envelope first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, he brings out the manila envelope, and I'm gonna do a lot of reading now. There's three newspaper articles in here.
Read aloud text.
A lot of read aloud text. This is
an ocean.
All right.
Text.
The first one is a news article from June 19th in 1990 from the Saginaw News, and it's titled Clio still
Clio.
Missing. Clio, Michigan. It's been 4 days since the parents of 15-year-old Tiffany Jensen reported her missing after she failed to come home from a bonfire party at a friend's house. On Friday, a group of Tiffany's classmates gathered to celebrate the end of another school year. a tradition followed by many Clio teens for years. The party was held behind the barn of a farm owned by the family of one of the high school students, but it was has become apparent that it wasn't supervised and that underage drinking and drug use may have been involved. It has also become known that a group of kids then partook of another Clio tradition, scaring themselves by daring each other to enter the long-abandoned Cooper House. The Cooper House is a local haunted house where the notorious Andy Cooper went crazy and murdered his wife and child in 1965. According to one 17-year-old girl, a bunch of us walked to the Cooper House and then one by one we had to go in alone, find something and bring it out as proof. Well, I remember Tiffany going into the house and I think she came back out, but I'm not sure. A lot of us were kind of drunk by then. Both state and local police searched the Cooper House and the surrounding cornfields and woods, but reported no sign of the missing girl. Chief Wallman of the Clio Police Department issued a brief statement. We are treating this as a missing persons case. There is no evidence that the girl was abducted, nor are we working under the assumption that she ran away. Right now, all we know is that Miss Jensen is missing, and we are not ruling out any possibility out. All right. And the second article is from the Detroit Free Press, March 13th, 1965, and it's called Murder in Clio. Clio, Michigan. Yesterday, the small farming community of Clio in Genesee County was shocked to its core when one of their own apparently went mad, with deadly results. John Cooper, age 51, a farmer, war veteran, and volunteer fireman, and a man held in high regard in his small community of less than 1,800 souls, murdered his wife, Etna, age 45, and their son, Thomas, age 15. The town sheriff was called out to the Cooper House in the early morning after nearest neighbors heard multiple gunshots coming from the direction of the house. By the time Sheriff Snyder made it to the Cooper residence, both the mother and the child were dead, according to the officials. John had mutilated the bodies after death, cutting them open and removing much of their insides. According to Sheriff Snyder, Mr. Cooper was in the front yard when I pulled up. He was splattered with blood, babbling with tears running down his face. He was digging at the ground with his bare hands, cursing at it. And next to him was his pump shotgun. I approached carefully and asked him what had happened, but all he would say was, "They got to us, somehow. I don't know when, but they were inside them. My Edna and my boy, they're inside me too." I apprehended Mr. Cooper without incident, and once my deputy arrived, I inspected the house and found Mrs. Cooper and her son in their bedrooms in a horrible state. There were several empty shotgun shells on the floor, and it was plain that Mr. Cooper had butchered the bodies after their death. Mr. Cooper is now in Genesee County Jail awaiting arraignment.
That was 19 what?
65.
So that's two different murders.
Well, that's when the guts of the Cooper House murdered itself, and then
the other one was
in 1990 or so.
It was the Cooper family when he killed his family,
which was
a smaller child, and this time it was a 16-year-old?
15.
Or a 15-year-old?
No, it's a 15-year-old who was killed in it, and then a senior disappeared later.
Kind of
all because of the things that were inside of them.
Yes, all because of the things, which...
And
I don't know why you're
pointing
him.
For the listeners at home.
No, there are two people so
the
far,
only one
definitely.
With proof is...
Nuh-uh, he had a spider crawling up his dick.
No, that was his underwear. That's not his dick.
Very true. Wrong route, but... Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, whatever.
It was
Rex
him
damn near killed him out of his cloaca.
All right. And the third article.
So, but we're looking at multiple murders
you're
for the same
nothing.
House,
you're
right?
At the hospital.
Yes. Yeah, no, yeah, definitely.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Fine. Never mind.
The third article that I have is from the Clio Messenger, April 20th, 2011. And it's titled, "No Horrors for Local Haunted House." In case you missed it, our very own Clio was all set to be the site of a horror movie made by a production house from Canada called Seven Gate Films. The star of the show, the long-rumored-to-be-haunted Cooper House, according to film producer Trevor Cunningham, we had heard the tragic story behind Mr. Cooper and what he did to his family and his mysterious death in prison, combined with some of the legends that have been in Clio for years, and we thought it would make a great setting for a modestly budgeted direct-to-DVD horror film, shot in the found footage style. So we contacted the mayor and Miss Volker, the realtor who oversees the Cooper House, and we thought, that's Miss Volker, she's the realtor, and we thought everything was a go. So we came down from Vancouver to set things up on this end. However, some vocal locals also learned of a movie being made out of their infamous Cooper House and petitioned the city council to revoke the filming permits needed by the Canadian company to shoot here. Their reasoning being that a bloody horror movie was the kind of wrong kind of image for the city of Clio. Proponents of the movie cited the boon to a local business that hosting a film crew would bring to Clio. But yesterday, the city council voted 3-2 against this setting the movie to be shot here, said Mr. Cunningham. Naturally, we're upset, confused by the ruling. We never intended to exploit your town or any of its tragedy, and many business owners here said they were happy to have us, but I guess what's done is done, and we'll have to do another haunted house story in some other town that wants us. And that's it.
All right. That gave us no leads.
None at all.
No, no information there.
Dead end right there.
Gosh. What are you keeping those articles in a manila folder for anyway?
I wonder if Mr. Cooper is still alive.
Wait, can we flip those news
articles? His mysterious death in prison.
He died in prison.
He did, okay.
Can we flip those stories over and see what's on the other side? Maybe that's what we meant to clip out.
A really sweet Marmaduke comic.
Okay.
That's definitely, I feel like the Marmaduke comic was probably the relevant thing here.
I mean, it was hilarious.
Marmaduke is funny.
I mean,
it's a Great Dane.
It's not even hit or miss. It's straight hits with this one. That and Perfects.
All right, so let's listen to a three-hour movie now. Go ahead and start orating that.
Exterior.
Night. Hospital.
Thank you, though. That gave me the information that I was trying to Google the whole damn time.
Yeah, Google's way too
slow. Google can't hold a candle to a
fucking read the files in the manila envelope instead of using Google.
I'm going to call over our waitress. Hey, Flo, can you come watch a video for us?
She starts crawling, like butt crawling on the floor.
Is it one of the funny YouTube videos?
Yeah, just check it out real quick.
Is it like David Attenborough the dentist?
I mean, this thing.
Who's a dead man? Hit me with the salt shaker.
Oh, honey, that's 3 hours long. I can't watch that. I got shit.
No, that's 3 minutes.
I can read.
You work for tips, damn it.
I look around the diner. How many?
No wonder you're retired.
It's dead here right now.
All right, so I just look at her when she says that and give her the charm that only Chet can give to her. And say, would you please join me and watch this video?
I thought I was like a Chet.
You have really not. There's nothing else going on this evening other than our jalapeno poppers and potato skins. And we're going to watch this video that my friend edited and made. And I would really like your company.
There's dicks going in.
You're going to have to give me a charm, but it's going to have to be a hard success.
Which means
you got to get half of your step.
All right, so half. All right, I got it. There it says hard. All right. Boom, 0-2, motherfucker. Oh, damn.
Damn. It says,
poor Flo.
Let me take out my butt plug and I'll sit down.
She says,
wait, can you not sit in a butt plug?
Yeah, let me take my butt plug out and I'll sit down.
I'll take mine out and we'll be the same.
She's got her Kegel weight too, right?
The Kegel sizer.
Karen sits at the hospital.
I slide to the left.
Has someone got
ready to the right in the movie room for
I'd like to trek some pancakes down to the hospital for Karen.
Tough shit. I'm more
you,
all the
you
pancakes.
Cannot
bring
take
me
pancakes.
All the pancakes.
They bring all the pancakes to you.
You cannot leave until the video is over.
You can make plenty of pancakes. I don't know.
I feel like diners should not have a limited.
I want to do this one thing and then I gotta go.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, do the one thing.
Pancake rules.
All right.
Okay.
The movie.
So you begin watching the movie. It's 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's.
And as you're watching it, it's just like still shots.
No, she's watching it. It's pointed away from us at her.
No, all five of us are watching it.
No.
Wait, we made a nice advice
to her. I just want to know what she thinks.
All five of us are watching it.
I'm not watching this shit.
All of us are watching her
face. You have toothpicks in your
eyes
holding this shit
it.
Open, man.
You're seriously just pointing her?
No, all five are watching.
Yes, that's what I was trying to do. Is seriously just, hey, what do you think of this?
I'm sure
you're
just
like,
hit on her.
Okay.
Coward. Yes.
So you all begin kind of watching this movie. And you get about...
Why did we get her in here? We're watching it.
You get about 15 minutes into
She's
it.
Hot.
And it's just B-roll. Like, you see the outside of the Cooper house, and you see, like, just these long still shots of, like, the sun setting as it's, like, you know, kind of, like, on this hilly ridge. You see this
great
barn
shot,
that's rusted out.
Is what I say.
House. You see, like, various close-ups. It's just all B-roll of, like, that. And then you also see some stuff of the town of Clio itself. You can scrabble through it if you want to.
Some creep shots.
Keep going.
Yeah. It will keep going until I see any weird shadowy,
from
fanged, crazy shit jump out
you,
of the screen.
You scrabble through it. Give me a spot hidden.
A what?
Give me a spot hidden. Anybody that's watching, give me a spot hidden.
Oh, that's all of us.
I haven't rolled in a while.
Oh, I failed.
I failed.
That's four, right? Four people?
Yeah.
I failed. If you're at the hospital,
ain't none of us seeing this shit. What you talking about?
It was a 94.
Wait, where? Hold on, I have to find.
Can we stop at the pharmacy and wait?
Yeah, we'll get you some lotion.
No, we spot nothing.
Begged you to come to the hospital.
I made mine.
Okay. At one point, you see a figure that looks like unfamiliar to all of you, and you kind of like tell everyone, "Hey, like, stop." And,
who the fuck is that?
And you see this woman. She's got kind of like a bobby, kind of like dark haircut. And she's kind of like pointing at like the house and stuff, like not doing anything like insidious. She's just like talking to you all.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees that she's like on camera and she's like, whoop. And then she like backs off. But then like as you guys are like seeing the image of the Cooper house now and like her back off, all of you watching this video have a memory that floods back to you.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Good and luck, fuckers.
And it's an auditory memory. And you just hear like random voices of all of your party like screaming, "What do you mean the door is locked? I mean it's closed and locked. I can't open it." The camera operator remembers saying, "Wait, where is it? But something's cut off and there's some screaming that happens. What the hell is that?" A woman that like you can't recall like the voice screams, "What the hell is that?" The rest is a cacophony of screams and shouts of, "Get away from it! Run! How do we get out of here?" And then you hear a voice that cuts through the din, and it's this incredibly loud, booming voice that, if Cooper were here, would recognize as it says, "Do you want to live?
Do you want to live?
Deliciously."
And I need all of you to roll.
Hey, mom, wanna make you move, wanna make you shake, wanna make you groove. I rolled 15.
What am I rolling against?
Bad.
Sanity? Yeah.
Do you
I failed.
All right.
The answer is no, Schwab. Thank you.
Was it the toadies? Is it like...
Yeah. if you failed, lose 4 sanity.
Fuck!
If you pass, lose 1.
All right. Losing 1.
And my friends, I've got to call it.
All right. All right. Great game, man.
All right. Yes, that was a great game, man.
That was awesome.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
Thank you for the cock, man.
Cock's 15, right?